carries all the way out to about the 35-yard line. As that will be number two, Casey Sweeney with another carry out for 4 yards. Move the chains, first down for the Bearcats.
Number 16, Nathan Seaman, able to make the tackle for the Harbor Beach Pirates, but not until Casey Sweeney, who's getting a ton of carries early in this game. He got the pitch out to the right on the last play. They go right back up the middle with him this time, dive through the middle of that Harbor Beach defense. Now that they've spread him out with a couple pitches, now they've attacked the middle of that defense, and that was able they were able to get a first down on a 5-yard carry from Casey.
Same formation, first and 10 from the Harbor Beach 36-yard line. Pitch to Casey Sweeney around the outside. Has room to run him out for about 5 yards and brought down with authority at the very end of that play at the 31-yard line by Cole Anderson. A 3-yard, maybe 4-yard gain according to the spot. Second down, 6 to go.
Casey Sweeney getting a healthy workload on this drive, but they found something that has helped them move the football just a little bit better. They've stretched out that Harbor Beach defense just enough where they can pitch it to the outside and get 3 or 4, and if they get the sideline even more, and then as soon as Harbor Beach leans that way a little bit, they hit him with that quick dive and get into that linebacking core quickly. But they're going to go back to the traditional wing tee this time.
Old House T, three-man backfield, handoff to number 30. And he's out for the running, has the first down across down to the 20-yard line. Anthony Sweeney with the big run out for about 12 yards. First and 10 from the 20-yard line inside the red zone for the first time tonight.
Number 16 for Harbor Beach, Nathan Seaman, the sophomore, making yet another tackle. And if you're a Harbor Beach fan, that's not what you want to hear, is their deep safety and secondary making tackles. Good job by the Ubley coaching staff. That offensive line starting to create a few more holes for those running backs. And notice a little change there as you see Brett Sweeney come in on the end and Anthony Sweeney in the backfield getting some carries now.
And
there he is again.
Another handoff to Anthony Sweeney spinning across the 10-yard line all the way down to the 7, maybe the 8-yard line, brought down by Nathan Seaman again. Another big chunk of yardage for Anthony Sweeney.
Yeah, they made that switch. Anthony Sweeney, a good blocker in his own right, but as good a tailback as any that the Bearcats have to offer. And he's running with authority right now, running very hard and showing some speed. And as he goes down, he's getting a couple extra yards because of the momentum he's creating.
Second down, 3 yards to go for the Bearcats at the Harbor Beach 13-yard line. Hand off to Casey Sweeney up the middle. He's across the 10 down to about the 6-yard line before forward progress has stopped. It's enough for a first down, a gain of 7 on the play. First and goal for the Bearcats at the Harbor Beach 7-yard line.
Harbor Beach is all sorts of confused right now. They didn't even have defensive linemen set when that play was snapped, so no surprise Casey Sweeney able to get a nice gain there. The Bearcats just attacking this defense. Harbor Beach is spread out all over the place. They got guys shifting, they got hands in the air, and the guys not knowing where they need to be, and it's a bad time for that because the Bearcats have all the momentum right now, putting together a really nice drive as they're inside the 10-yard line. First and goal for the, or second goal, second six for the Bearcats.
First and goal from the 6-yard line. Mychek hands it off, coming through the left gap out to, that would be number 10, the ball carrier, Ethan Lemke, gets out to about the 5-yard line for a gain of a yard. Second down, goal. Goal to go from the 5. 5:56 left in the second quarter. 6-0 Harbor Beach leads, but Ubley's knocking on the door.
That scoreboard throwing me off out there. It's the last time I look at that, Clark, I promise. But a short game there.
I'll
for
allow
Ethan,
it.
The short game there for Ethan Lemke. He's been a thorn in the side for the Pirates. He was the guy that scored a couple of touchdowns in that first game, that first go-around. So not surprised. You didn't hear his name down the field, and all of a sudden you get to the end zone. That kid's got a knack for getting and finding the end zone. Harbor Beach able to stick it out, fill their gap assignments, and stop that running back. And the Bearcats going to have to take a timeout.
So from a second down and goal to go from the 5, Ubley calls their second timeout of this first half with 5:21 left in the first half. 6-0, Harbor Beach leads Ubley. Ubley inside the red zone, knocking on the door for the first time tonight. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Kenny King here at Moore Motors in Carroll, and we still have the largest selection of 2017 F-150s in the entire thumb. Everyone gets as much as $10,422 off a loaded half-ton crew cab F-150. Or how about a Ford Taurus? Everyone can buy one of these as low as $20,276, and employees save even more. So come see me, Denny King, at Moore Motors in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Lease pull ahead has been extended to Ford leases expiring before February 28, 2018.
Second and goal to go from the 5-yard line for the LA Bearcats. 5:21 left in the first half. Harbor Beach leading 6-0. The Bearcats trying to even the score, if not take the lead. They're at the Harbor Beach 5-yard line, full house tee. Three men backfield. Mychek is under center. Right to left across your radio, far left side of your radio. Mychek hands it off to number 30. Anthony Sweeney gets down to about the 2-yard line before forward progress is stopped by the Harbor Beach front line. It'll be a 3-yard gain brought down by Justin Wuschlager, the linebacker for Harbor Beach. Third down, 2 to go on goal to go.
Wuschlager and Cole Anderson leading the charge for the defense of Harbor Beach. Those two linebackers able to sniff it out. Not surprised. They give it to Anthony Sweeney, the hot hand on this drive as of late. And he's stuffed short of the goal line, approximately 2 yards to go. But third and goal, the Bearcats will have two opportunities to punch it in from 2 yards out.
Wing T to the right. Their wing back to the right would be Anthony Sweeney. Mychek under center, rolls to his right, and is going to keep it for himself. He's in the touchdown, Ubley. The Bearcats strike with 4:35 left in the first half, and we have a tie ball game with a two-point version still coming, 6-6.
Had a great play there by Mychek as he's able to sell the run up the middle. Evans McGlinski is able to jump out and stop that running play, but leans just a little bit towards the running back, and it gives Mychek just enough room to run right around him and untouched into the end zone. Bearcats tie this game at 6, two-point conversion on the way.
4:35 left in the first half, 6-6 tie. Ubley going for two. Coming to the line, three men backfield. Mychek under center. To the left, Anthony Sweeney. In the middle, Casey Sweeney. To the right would be number 10, Ethan Lemke. Mychek awaiting the snap. Hands it to Anthony Sweeney. Breaks free of his first tackle, and he's in. Two-point conversion is good, and the Bearcats are on top with 4:35 left in the first half. 8-6, Ubley leading Harbor Beach in week one of the postseason.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Eight to six, Bearcats lead over the Harbor Beach Pirates after a 4-minute, 35-second drive covering 60 yards. 2-point conversion was good from Sweeney, putting it 8-6, Ubley leading by 2 points. Squib kick brought in at the 38-yard line with ease by Harbor Beach on a direct line all the way out to about the 43-yard line before all said and done. Cole Anderson on the hands team out there. First and 10 from the, according to the spot, the 43-yard line, left to right across your radio. 4 minutes, 32 seconds before the half is over.
Yeah, the goal is to squib kick it there. Get it on the ground, get it bouncing around, keep it out of the hands of Shelke and any other special teamer. But he hits a bullet, a line drive, right back to the shortstop, and Cole Anderson's able to haul it in and give Harbor Beach its best field position yet. 4.5 minutes to go to the half. Plenty of time for the Pirates to get back on the board here.
Shelke keeping for himself around the right side, has a lead blocker, has room to run across midfield, and finally brought down to the 49-yard line by Anthony Sweeney after an 8-yard gain. Second down, 2 to go, 4:19 left in the half. 8-6, Ubley leading Harbor Beach.
Got to give credit where credit's due there. James Shelke with a nice run, but Michael Anderson about 15 yards down the field has got his defensive back absolutely pushed right out of the play. An impressive